Family First Root speaking.
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I couldn't hardly hear you. So you have my coordinator? And
is now better?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So what about Tuesday or Monday?
For what?
For a coordinator? I mean for home care.
Right. So we spoke, I believe, yesterday, and we started onboarding Graymo, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm sorry, I'm not getting. What are you calling about? What were you asking?
Am I speaking to the right person?
My name is Ruth. I'm your coordinator. I got a message from Shandel that you called her before. You spoke to her before?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you're probably referring to her, right?
No. I had my coordinator, Patricia Riches.
Oh, is Patricia... Is Patricia through your insurance company?
Yes.
Is she a service coordinator?
Yes, she is. I just saw her today.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to reach her?
No, I'm not trying to reach. Who did I speak to? I know or something. And you guys hung up. I couldn't hear.
I'm sorry. What do you want to talk to? What do you want to talk about? You're saying you're not sure.
I want to know who had called here. Maybe I should call my coordinator.
Mm-hmm. For Family First?
Yeah.
So you reached the right person. Okay, I'm your coordinator. I'm your intake coordinator for Family First. So we're going to be working together on getting Graymo onboarded and starting off the case.
Okay, so I spoke to the lady and she said you call back.
Yes, so I called you back before, you didn't answer. I guess that's why you were calling again, right?
No, because I received the call from the insurance coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't catch the other end. I think it was family something.
Family First. Yes, that's us.
Okay, but I didn't catch her, and she had my insurance coordinator on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a third-party party.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she wanted to sign on with her, and I had seen her earlier today. And I had mentioned if you have to wait for me because they seem a little pushy.
Oh. That was a different company?
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's not sure if he, with the amount that you're offering him. And, all right, now, what about 8 hours? What? He said he had to do 120 hours. And
so,
if he gets too stressed out, that you will have somebody here to step in while he takes a few days off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So I had told him that in the case when he wants to take off, he can let us know in advance and we'll find the aide to care for you in the meantime. And then about the 8 hours that you said, so a caregiver is only allowed to work up to 112 hours, which is 16 hours a day.
So why was this agency before gave him 120 hours?
No, so you still have the 120 hours. It's just that did he work more than 16 hours a day, or he just... Because you had told me that he's going to work 10 hours and then 6 hours every day, or just the opposite, right?
Well, I wasn't sure, so, and that's why I gave him his phone number.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, you know, what we could do, if you want, is that either, you know, we can have a different aide do the rest of the 8 hours, or if you want to just leave it as that, we can also do that.
Equal 112 hours, plus then he has to have an aide come in 8 hours.
So you don't want to have an aide come in for 8 hours?
Well, I thought he wanted the 120 hours, but you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we can't do that.
You can do that.
No, that's really 112 is the most. It's not possible for a person to, you know, to work so many hours without taking a break. So that's why, you know, 16 hours as of now is the top amount of, you know, the max amount of hours.
And so you get $13, doesn't it?
I'm sorry?
You can pay $13?
Yes, $13. So it's not, really it's not $13 because it's only the first 40 hours are $13. And the rest of the hours are time and a half. So that's overtime, which is a lot more. That's why we can only do $13 and not more because, you know, in the long run, it equals to way more than $13. Because of the overtime.
Okay. And so he agrees to...
You're saying he does agree to it?
I really don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Mm-hmm.
We can also do a sign-up bonus if that would help.
The modification.
Again, I'm sorry. The phone is just not clear. That's why I keep on asking. I'm sorry about that. What did you say?
What about vacation?
The application?
No, vacation.
Oh, vacation. No, so we don't pay for time off. That is something that we don't pay, but we do pay for holidays. The 4 main holidays. And we also offer medical insurance for full-time employees.
Probably listen to what he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
And he pays for this, right?
And what?
He pays for medical insurance?
Yes, we do. We do provide medical insurance.
What medical insurance?
Let me see what we have here. Hold on. I'm just going to check. I don't want to give you any inaccurate information. I'm just going to double check. So actually, I'm not 100% sure about which insurance it is. If he is interested, then he can speak with HR about that.
Okay, well, you're going to have to call Raymo Jr. back and see if he is interested.
Okay, I'm going to call him then. I appreciate you calling me, Joanne.
Because nobody called me, and he's kind of pissed off about what you're offering, and I no light to call my my coordinator.
Mhm. Okay. Okay, I'm not gonna call them until you want me to confirm with you, right? You want me to ask you before, right?
I guess so.
Mhm. Okay, not a problem. I'll put in a note of that, and I'm gonna call Raymo to see what's going on. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.